EMPShield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to start out with an article out of thesun.com. You know, everybody's covering the monkeypox. Well, fears that monkeypox could be sexually transmissible after outbreak of 7 cases. This is in England. Experts fear monkeypox could be passed on during sex for the first time, as the UK has logged 7 new cases in a matter of weeks. Infections have risen rapidly after the first patient traveled with the virus back into Britain from Nigeria. Yesterday, health chiefs warned gay and bisexual men to be on the lookout for new unexplained rashes. This came after 4 of the new cases identified as gay or bisexual having all picked up the bug in London. Stay out of London. It led to new theories emerging surrounding the spread of the virus, which could have been due to intimate contact, such as during sex. Why, it doesn't necessarily mean it is a sexually transmitted disease in the exact sense that HIV is. It means any close contact that comes with sex could pass it on more easily. However, the high proportion of cases in the current outbreak in England are that of gay or bisexual is highly suggestive of the spread in sexual networks. It has been reported at least one clinic in West London has reintroduced social distancing to stop the virus being spread. Forget social distancing, don't have sex if you're gay. Okay, another article. This is out of RussiaToday.com. In the United Kingdom, families, because of the prices of fuel, are not heating their homes. So what the Britons are doing is they've decided to forget energy-saving tricks. They decided to handle the skyrocketing costs by going to McDonald's to cut energy costs, The Guardian reported on Wednesday. This was last week. The families reportedly turned to places like McDonald's for free Wi-Fi, heat, and less expensive food. A quote, "People are buying their kids happy meals for a few quid and keeping them warm inside. Then they may wash and brush their teeth in the sinks and watch television for hours on the free Wi-Fi." Matt Cole of the Fuel Bank Foundation stated this in The Guardian. Well, I wonder what's going to happen in the United States. Then out of ZeroHedge.com, the reason I'm presenting these quickly because I just have comments with each one. Mitt Romney stated that the United States and NATO nations should prepare for devastating response to a possible Russian nuclear strike. He stated this Saturday. He said Russia's use of a nuclear weapon would arguably be a redefining, reorienting, and geopolitical event. Well, any kindergartner could understand that, but unarguably, a redefining, reorientating and geopolitical event. Man, these people. We should imagine the unimaginable, specifically how we would respond militarily and economically to such a seismic shift in a global geopolitical terrain. Now listen, I'm going to state this again. The United States will not be destroyed by Russian nuclear weapons. Russia is not going to destroy the United States of America. In the Bible, there is another plan, but it's not going to be through Russia. Now, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he downplayed concerns that Moscow may use nukes in a bid to avoid defeat in Ukraine, where Russian forces have struggled. This is really Boris Johnson is not telling you the truth. Russia is not struggling in the war in Ukraine. The West is the one struggling. The proof is the tons and tons and tons of American financial support that's being sent to Ukraine because the United States, NATO, and the European nations are having a hard time destroying Russia. They've made Russian economy stronger. Russia's not depleting her military arsenal like the West is. So, and Romney 75 claimed that if Russian President Vladimir Putin loses in Ukraine, he not only will have failed to achieve his life's ambition. That is not Vladimir Putin's life ambition, to win a battle in Ukraine. That's not his life's ambition. His life's ambition is to keep Russia safe from the plans of the New World Order and the Western allies led by the United States of America. That's his ambition. So Romney says that this would be seen as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, the collapse of the Soviet Union. It would be, but that's not Vladimir Putin's life ambition. And Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, I talk about those chapters in the book of Ezekiel, the nation of Gog in the land of Magog, the Russian people with allies that will be destroyed when they attack Israel. That's how Russia will be destroyed. And we'll be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. 1360 AM radio, top radio.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Do you feel like you are in the Hotel California with the changes that have taken place in this world? Well, definitely there are things that have changed. Now, I'm going to go to, on Saturday, there was an article out of whatdoesitmean.com, and the International Affairs Committee Chairman Leonid Slutsky, sorry, that's the name, he stated, for Washington, the success of Russia's special military operation will mean a downfall of a collective West hegemony. This is true. If Russia is successful in her operation in Ukraine, this will be the end of America's empire building. Well, I'll put it this way. It will be the end of America's plan for world hegemony, which is true. But the thing is this. The United States will be successful. And at some point, Russia will stop focusing on Ukraine and all the conflict that will be coming into Eastern Europe. Russia is going to forget about it. And Russia, with comrades or compadres, nations, Russia is going to move south to the mountains of Israel. But the New World Order, the globalist West, they know they have set things in motion. They have to win this battle in Ukraine with Russia. And eventually, Russia is going to vacate and go south. So, then another thing, too, is out of the Kremlin, Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, he revealed that the most critical goal in this whole scheme of things, catastrophe, was the total elimination of the United States dollar from the Russian economy. This is the object, and they have pretty much done it. It is a critical goal whose latest achievement saw the Russian ruble smashing a four-year high against the U.S. dollar Friday to become the world's best-performing currency so far this year. Again, like I had stated yesterday, Vladimir Putin, studying what the Rockefeller Family Foundation, the whole apparatus of the Rockefeller dynasty, had done to destroy the financial hold and power of the Rothschild family that has controlled Europe for a couple of centuries. The Rockefeller plan of a petrodollar system destroyed the Rothschild's position, place as the top family ruling the world. And the Rockefellers took over that position. They still hold that position to this day. What's happening presently with the Davos, what's happening with with the matter of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, with the IMF, with the World Trade Organization, with all of these financial organizations. Everything has been funded by the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family was behind the funding of the Federal Reserve, behind, you name it. I mentioned yesterday CERN, the space program. They were funding abortion. They were funding, it goes on and on. But Vladimir Putin, when the United States made the decision, and they've been making this decision for decades, half a century, to eventually move into the area of Ukraine. I have an article that I'll get to in a second. It's called The New Great Game. A new great game that the United States has been planning for a century with England. A new great game. But Vladimir Putin used the strategy of the Rockefellers, and he accumulated gold quietly, secretly, and more, you know, more secret. Where their gold is stashed and hidden is more secret than where their nuclear facilities, their underground ICBM missile sites are. The gold, where the gold is the number one secret in Russia. Where is Russian gold? Using Rockefeller's strategy, Vladimir Putin, immediately when he became president, began to stash gold, because he had intended at some point the Russian currency, the ruble, which had been so weak for half a century, was going to be dominant. And to a great degree, it is dominant. The highest, what did it say here? It is the best performing currency so far in 2022. Vladimir Putin studied the strategies of his enemy. Who is his enemy? The United States of America? Absolutely. But behind the power in the United States of America, who was it? The Rockefeller system. This is Rockefeller system is tied into England, and it's tied in through the Pilgrim Society. The Rockefellers were instrumental in Pilgrim Society in the United States of America, and they were also already working with the English, with the occult groups in London, to bring about a system to unify all of the occult, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, the Rosicrucians, the Jesuits. It goes on and on. Skull and Bones. The Thule Society, the Theosophical Society, all of the occult secret societies were going to be basically put in one basket and given direction by one group, Pilgrim Society. London, then Pilgrim Society 6 months later, when it came into existence, I think it was in July of 1902, they already had plans for a sister charter, in the United States, the companion overseas in the great empire. England could not do this without great empire, could not do it without the United States. And who was on board with it? The Rockefellers, John Rockefeller. Without the Rockefeller family in the United States of America, without their political power, without their financial power, without their control that they had over the United States government, they, the Pilgrim Society England, could not have accomplished what Cecil B. Rhodes had put together. Rhodes put all this together. Rhodes used the occult world of England and W.T. Stead and other people like this. He's the one that came up with the plan to unify the occult world through the Pilgrim Society. And the Pilgrim Society control is extensive. Klaus Schwab, Do you think that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum could have done anything without Pilgrim Society? Absolutely not. Could Anthony Fauci and all of the pharmaceutical research facilities internationally been able to do what they've done without Pilgrim Society, London, and New York City? Absolutely not. Pilgrim Society putting presidents in this country in power. Without their control and power, many of the presidents that took over as presidents of this country, Roosevelt, Truman, these people weren't, they were picked. They were hand-picked, like the people that are on the Supreme Court today. Hand-picked, the latest Supreme Court nominee that is now in the Supreme Court, oh, I forgot her name. She was Pilgrim Society, chosen by Pilgrim Society to be placed in that position. We see the world one way. These people, if you can get into their conferences, if you can get into their inner, like Cecil Rhodes said, you're going to have just a few group of people at a table, the round table. And that few group of people, one will have by himself another round table somewhere else, or a group that he oversees. Another person at that round table will have a group that he oversees. This is the way they do it. It's not all centrally controlled in a sense. Rhodes put this together. It is the people that sit at Pilgrim Society tables that are the ones that are controlling everything. They're the ones that helped put Adolf Hitler into his position, working with the Rothschild family. You see, Adolf Hitler, as a grandson of Solomon Rothschild, you think this boy was going to be punished? Absolutely not. Like in previous programs, talking about George H.W. Bush, Daddy Bush. Do you think this was accident that he eventually, as a German, he was born in Germany, he was a member of Nazi party, his father supporting the Prescott, who's also German. Their name was Scherf. Their name wasn't Bush. It was Scherf. I've done programs on that, and I've had response from people who thank me for actually bringing all this information into view. This is not nonsense. This is the way this world works. The whole world, the occult world, has put a spell upon the minds of the people of this world. The people of this world are under bondage because of spiritual curses on their minds to keep them from seeing the truth about matters. This is why in the last 50 years, 40, 30 years, the truth movement is not new. The truth movement, the people that have been looking in, investigating, looking at history, true history, have been for 30, 40 years telling the truth about what has really been happening, and they have been called every name except sane. These people, in the eyes of most people in this country, are insane, conspiracy theory, lunatics? No. But anyhow, Vladimir Putin has studied everything that the Rockefeller family had done. This is why he is able to, he has the edge on the NATO nations, the European nations, and empire. He has the edge because he knows what has happened. He knows what Pilgrim Society has done from 1902. He knows how Pilgrim Society took over all media, paper, everything in print, airwaves, television when it came into existence, computers when it came into existence. He knows that Pilgrim Society, they have controlled the airwaves and print for 120 years. He knows that. We don't. We don't believe. We think we have a free media. We know here, since Donald Trump came into power when he won his election, we know that the media has been compromised. So, well, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast with this program, other programs, 1360KHNC.com. Programs are streamed daily, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
In the 1970s, the Vietnam War, and you had groups like Steppenwolf singing these anti-war protests. And America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? It is actually today when truly this country needs the, I don't even know how to phrase it. If there was ever a time when the America that we used to have was needed, it is today. We don't have the America that we had back in the 70s, 50s, 30s. We don't. It's always been corrupt. But the America or the United States, the people of this country, there's been a shift in the culture. And the culture back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s was at least sane. It was a sane culture. We are an insane culture presently, and by design, by the powers and the rulers of the world. I had an article here. I had a thought. Again, it's not in front of me. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go to, I talked about earlier in the first segment, the new great game. We are in the middle of a new great game. What is that new great game? We want to know, what is this with Ukraine? Why the conflict? Why and the objective to destroy Russia? Well, this is out of Wikipedia.org. Generally, you don't go there, but sometimes people really do their homework. In the late 1990s, there were journalists in this country that had an expression, the new great game. They were proposing that, or they had proposed that this new great game was a renewed geopolitical interest in Central Asia based on the mineral wealth of the region. Now, this is absolutely true. This was the objective of the Bill Clinton administration, Central Asia. It goes on. The name is a reference to the original Great Game, a term used by historians to describe the 19th century political and diplomatic competition between the British and Russian empires for territory and the influence among Central Asian states. The term Great Game itself had entered into a more widespread use following the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Now, Central Asia has again emerged as a murky battleground among big powers engaged in an old and rough geopolitical game. Western experts believe that the largely untapped oil and natural gas riches of the Caspian Sea countries could make that region the Persian Gulf of the next century. I have talked about this in the past. This is the Persian Gulf of, here we are 30 years later. It has not changed. The United States, with America's Eastern military, America has a great, powerful military in Europe. NATO is America's military. It is not a military independent of the United States of America. Actually, the United States of America, without us, NATO would not exist. With NATO, the nations could not fund that war machine in each country. It's impossible. They don't have that kind of extra income. America, East, NATO. The European countries, all of them, part of G7, G20, G100, G300, you name it. It's all American. The United Nations is not a group of United Nations. It is an enterprise of empire, put together by empire for empire. So with a new great game, in 2004, journalist Lutz Cleveman, he wrote a book and linked the expression to the exploration of mineral wealth in the region. There are $75 trillion worth of wealth in that area in Russia. So there's a war on and American military involvement in the area was part of fighting the war on terror, supposedly. We were there to fight a war on terror. No. It was an indirect Western governmental interest in the mineral wealth, which another journalist, Eric Wahlberg, suggested in his book that access to the region's minerals and oil pipeline routes is still an important factor. The interest in oil and gas includes pipelines that transmit energy to China's east coast. One view of the new great game is a shift to geoeconomic compared to geopolitical competition. So, and there's a Zhang Ming Shen believes that China's role is more like Britain's than Russia's in the new great game. And in 2001, Vladimir Putin, one of the first things he did when he took over as president, he immediately opened ties to China, and they had a strategic alliance. Why? Because, again, going back to Vladimir Putin's study of American policy and looking at the strategies and what Pilgrim Society, London, and New York had done for the previous 100 years, Vladimir Putin knew America, because of the strategic mineral oil gas wealth in that area in the Ukraine and Russia, he knew already from previous articles written 100 years ago that if you're going to control the world, you have to control Central Asia. And America, to control the world, must occupy and control Central Asia. If you can control Central Asia, you control all of Europe. From the Atlantic, you control everything to China to the Pacific. This is an empire's objective. We'll be back Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Thing that you do, I
whole world has been put under a spell. And, fortunately, now the world is waking up. The spell upon the nations, like Isaiah stated, there'd be a covering over the whole world and a veil over the eyes of the people of the world at the end of the world. And this veil would be just like a spell on the minds of the people, not being able to see what has been done, what is being done, what will be done to the nations of the world. Christ told the world in the book of Matthew that if he did not return, no flesh would be saved. And I'm going to continue with Vladimir Putin in just a second, but I want to tell you, these people that rule the world, they are vindictive, they are hateful, they are powerful, and Job, in the book of Job 9:24, stated that the world would be turned over to the hand of the wicked. Job stated that. He was one of the first books in the Bible, that the world would be turned over into the hand of the wicked. It has happened. You know, I was watching beforeitsnews.com, I was watching a video, and these guys had gone into a cemetery with these, I think, with just a cell phone, looking for Bluetooth signals. And what do you think they found? They would find a grave. Somebody died 2 years ago, a year ago, and these new graves, they would take their cell phone over that grave, and from that grave, they're getting a Bluetooth signal coming out of the casket. And they would move on to another area. And Bluetooth signals coming out from these people that were dead. So this graphene oxide, or whatever it is they're putting in these injections, or however they're getting it into human beings, is putting out a Bluetooth signal. It was the most fascinating, frightening thing. I had to sit there and watch these guys go in the night. They had to do it secretly. And hear Bluetooth signals coming out of the graves of deceased people. They're dead, but whatever this Bluetooth, whatever this is, is sending the signal back to the cell phone, it's going to be there forever. Now, also, I know that I read, too, that Britney Spears, she was pregnant. And this girl, you know, was in a family, born to a family that was MK Ultra type. Who knows what these parents are like? These parents are just wicked. But Britney Spears, she's pregnant. Well, she just miscarried her child. Do you think she got the jab? Do you think she may have been forced to take it? Or did she take it willingly? But she just lost her child. Then I was watching also another small video. We heard last week about, or 2 weeks ago, about the autopsies on people that had died from COVID. And they go in and open up and they start pulling these blood clots that are a foot long, just pulling them out like a worm, like an earthworm, and they just keep coming out. I've seen it. I watched it. Well, somebody, somewhere, they've taken these blood clots, a long one, and they went ahead and put it in a jar, a medical instrument, and they put in, similar to formaldehyde, to keep whatever it is from deteriorating. Well, the doctor put it in the refrigerator, came back a couple of days later to go ahead and began to do testing on it. And what did he find? He finds something was in that blood clot that was living, and it was three times the size of when it went into the refrigerator. So, we've moved into the end of the world. You don't have to believe me. I'm giving you proof that we're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade prior to Christ's return. We are. And when you have this type of, what do you want to call it, shocking news here, people that are dead for 2 years, they're putting out a Bluetooth signal. people that are dead, and they pull a blood clot out, put it in the refrigerator in a solution, and they come back, and whatever this is in there, it's a long white, from a blood red blood clot to a long white worm, three times the size of the original blood clot, living, some kind of nanoparticles. So I thought I'd present that before I go on. I don't want to bore you with news from Russia and how Vladimir Putin figured out what the United States was doing, who's involved, why they're involved, what their objective is, who controls who. Klaus Schwab, he is someone that was, he would never push back against what he was asked to do. He comes from a lineage of people that are compliant from an occult world. And these people in this occult world, as a German, they obey. And not only do they obey, they enjoy doing what they do, and they are good at it. And Anthony Fauci, the Abyss family, the Schwab family, the Abyss family, Bill Gates, the gates of hell. Now, I'll say something briefly before we go to the next break. Okay, so we do know now who the coming Antichrist is. We do know where he's going to come from. Well, he's got to have a partner in the crime. Who is the partner? One great suspect would have been Henry Kissinger. Henry's 98. He's not going to be able to. His shelf life is just over. But Bill Gates of Hell, in Revelation chapter 13, you have Antichrist and you have the false prophet. What do you think Bill Gates of Hell is doing? We'll talk about this maybe when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we're going to finish out today's program. On Sunday, 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then, again, Monday through Thursday for the Present Truth, podcasts for these programs and the programs for the other hosts during the weekend through the week are all archived on 1360KHNC.com. Now, I had discussed briefly yesterday, one of the things that the New World Order globalists, one of the great enemy, yes, Russia is a great enemy. Yes, China is a great enemy. The nations that won't go along with their objectives, their plans, are great enemies. But the most feared enemy of the New World Order occult system are the seven churches of God in the book of Revelation chapter 2. And then each church, four of the churches are expounded on in Revelation chapter 2. The final three churches are expounded on in Revelation chapter 3. The occult world has already begun the attack on the Russian Orthodox churches in Russia. The Clintons were going to, had already planned to cause division within the Roman Catholic Church through the Catholic Spring. And the Catholics are going to come under severe persecution internationally for two reasons. Number one, because of the idolatry in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the fourth church in chapter 2. The Catholic people need to know you're in the Bible. You go to your Catholic Bible. You go to the Apocalypse. You go to chapter 2 of the Apocalypse. You read what it says about Thyatira. You Catholics in the audience, that is the Catholic Church. It is identified by great idolatry. That's a Catholic Church. The churches in America, the Seventh Church, the Evangelical Christian Churches of America are identified as Laodicea. Now, the Russian Orthodox Church, the Third Church, Pergamos, this is the attack presently. You might call it the Russian Orthodox Orthodox Spring, the attack of the globalists, not just on Russia as a nation, but upon the Russian Orthodox Church. The schism is between the Orthodox family in Russia, in Ukraine. So they're causing a split, a division within the Orthodox churches in that region. This is a grand strategy. It's a great strategy. It's always been a strategy used by the devil to pit brother against brother, Christian brother, believer against Christian brother and Christian believer. So, but Paul the Apostle said, we are not to ignore his devices, meaning the devil's devices. The occult world of the New World Order has to destroy these seven churches of God. Russia, yes. China, yes. The nations, yes. But spiritually speaking, the great threat spiritually, which they know they do not have the spiritual power, the occult world with all the witches and the warlocks, with all the magicians, with all the soothsayers, astrologers, with the whole group, they do not have the authority that God's people have through the power of Jesus Christ in them. So, we'll continue tomorrow. Have a good evening. Don't lose any sleep. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you tomorrow.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.